the migrant caravan that started in San Pedro Sula in northern Honduras has grown as it crosses the country. Some people are walking. Some are in vehicles. But they all seem to have a common goal, a better life. Many of them hope to find that life in the United States. Bartolo Fuentes is an organizer of the march. He told the Reuters news agency that the migrants are fleeing poverty and violence back home. San Pedro Sula has one of the highest murder rates in the world. 64% of families in Honduras live in poverty. The caravan's population has grown to an estimated 1,700 people. When the caravan began in San Pedro Sula, there were about 1,000 marchers. Local media reports and social media have spread word of the large migration. Many people who had been planning to leave Honduras thought that traveling in a large group would help keep them safer. So they joined the caravan. The Associated Press reports that some families arrived with babies. Most who joined carried only a small bag. American Vice President Mike Pence recently told the presidents of Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala to put an end to the mass migrations. Pence said, "Tell your people, don't put your families at risk by taking the dangerous journey north to attempt to enter the United States illegally." American President Donald Trump has threatened to stop giving aid to countries that permit the passage of such caravans. But his threat does not mean much to people who are already extremely poor and who want better, safer lives for themselves and their children. Dunya Montoya is a volunteer who is helping the migrants in Honduras. Montoya told the Associated Press, "There's a misery and a violence that is overwhelming people. People no longer have faith in this country, and they are fleeing." On Sunday night, the caravan arrived in Ocotepeque, a Honduran town near the Guatemalan border. The group's aim is to cross through Guatemala and into Mexico. Some of the migrants will seek refugee protection in Mexico. Others will request a visa to enter the United States. Some who are not given visas may then try to enter the United States illegally. Mexico released a statement about the caravan on Saturday. The statement said Mexico would not give entry visas to people who do not meet the requirements to transit toward a neighboring country. Mexico also said it does not give visas at border entry stations. Roberto Castro is a 26-year-old Honduran bus driver and laborer. He has had difficulty finding work. He joined the caravan because he put his two young children and their mother on a bus in San Pedro Sula 2 weeks ago. He has not heard from them in days. He said he hopes to find them along the caravan path between Honduras and the United States. As he cried, Castro told the AP, "It hurts because one just wants an opportunity." I'm Ashley Thompson.